Crews at the site of the condo collapse in Surfside, Florida, are continuing to search for victims as the recovery effort goes on. But officials have another major objective as they sift through the rubble, locating property and returning it to survivors and victims' families. NPR's Joe Hernandez reports.
As recovery crews use everything from hand tools to heavy machinery to trawl through the rubble pile left by the collapse, Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says they're finding more than the bodies of the victims.
Baseballs, pictures, keepsakes, rings, safes, cash.
Burkett has seen up close the police operation to collect the personal items that are found in the rubble and make an inventory.
It's everything you can imagine that you would find in a building. They're finding it and they're preserving it.
Miami-Dade Police Sergeant Danny Murillo leads a team of about 10 people who mark the items based on where they're found at the collapse site and then store them in several locked shipping containers. They've also brought in rabbis to determine which items have religious significance. Murillo says the condition of the items varies.
It's across the board. Some things are extremely damaged. Some things don't have a scratch on them.
Authorities have asked families to list what property they or their loved ones left behind in the Champlain Tower South building. Murillo says eventually families will be brought in to claim the items.
My task is to sort and locate as much property as we can and to store it the best way possible to hopefully the rightful owners can, I guess, reunite with their property.
Some of the property found in the pile has already been connected to its owners. Burkett, the Surfside mayor, says a member of the Israeli Defense Forces who was assisting in the recovery effort showed him a photo of a gold ring he found in the rubble. The ring apparently belonged to Brad Cohen, whose daughter Burkett saw praying at the collapse site one day.
They knew what his unit was, and apparently they knew that was his ring.
Burkett says recovery crews interview the victims' loved ones and end up forming bonds with them. They're intent on bringing them closure by not only finding the victims' remains, but also by returning any lost items that are dear to the family.
It just goes to show you the extent to which these rescue teams take their job seriously. It's not just show up, get on the pile, and dig for stuff and people. It is a huge intelligence operation.
Once that operation concludes, survivors will be able to reclaim their property, and families of those who died will get an opportunity to find some small consolation in having their loved ones' items to remember them by. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.